When your name is Ric Flair, you can do anything any day of your life that you want to. Woo! When you not only are the greatest wrestler alive, but you stand on top of a financial empire, you control the female population of the world. This happens to be a kiss-stealing, wheeling-dealing, limousine-riding, jet-flying, son of a gun. Woo! The nature boy! To be the man! You've got to beat the man! Woo!
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Shibby, shibby,
shibby, shibby, shibby, shibby. What's going on, everybody?
Sodomizing your ears. It's the Organized Radio Show.
Organized Chaos Radio Show, episode 52, coming at ya! Yeah, we are joined this week.
Hell of an intro.
By a comedian, father, emailer.
Father of three.
Three, that's
Turnpike
right.
Turnpike tech employee. Three.
Mm-hmm, keep going.
Turnpike technician.
Weird beard.
Weird beard. This is kind of strange, isn't it? uneven.
Mark Hirschman.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's
Thank
up,
you
buddy?
For having me. Thank you. I feel great. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you. Well, I am.
You are. Anthony never as
well.
Much.
Anthony recruited you, so he's got to have some sort of
motive. What do you
mean
we're not happy to have you? We are always happy to have Mark David Hirschman.
You're talking about
on
you. We already established that I was happy. But you were, we don't know what you have planned here. I'm excited, actually, for
I
it.
I always have a little bit of an electric chair feel when I sit down in
it's
here.
It's an electric atmosphere here in the
No, like I'm ready to get zapped in an electric chair, that type of thing.
It's electric.
It's electric. I might have any sound effects today.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
You might not have them because...
some stuff.
Whatchamacallit, I just... I might have to re-put these all in, which is the pain in the ass.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ugh, MG. Pain in the ass.
You know why?
Update?
Apple update, plus I updated my... I had to reboot my computer.
Ah.
And now it doesn't work.
Ah,
doesn't work. Yeah, so that's...
Double whammy.
Not good.
Double whammy. So it's just us guiding the life
whammy.
Of the... I think the intro, anything I did today, I think will work.
Yeah. That's I like the Ric Flair.
You like the Ric Flair intro?
Yeah, me too. That was cool. I do. I like it.
I've been wanting to do one of those for a while now, and I did it because I can.
You know what was funny is at the end of the last show, I think you started playing clips.
Of Flair. You know, I watch a lot of...
Did that motivate you?
A lot of shoot interviews and a lot of old wrestling stuff. I'm a wrestling fan.
Woo! I like that. Woo! I like that.
Yeah, I like Flair. I think he's one. I think he's the most overrated and underrated wrestler.
Yeah,
of
that's
all time.
That's interesting. Yeah,
he's overrated because he wasn't as he's not as good as he like everybody thinks he is.
Because I watched wrestling at that time,
but
I was into it.
He
at that
should
time,
have been, so. I think, bigger than what he is. It's weird. I don't want to get into it really.
That's okay.
We have Mark Hirschman here.
Wrestling podcast.
No, I'll throw out some pluggies. You can listen to us at fnfunny.wordpress.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/organizedchaosradio and tweet us at OC Radio Gaga. We have Mark David Hirschman here. I like using all three of your names.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. MDH.
Makes you sound a little more like a Jew.
Is that even possible? I know that was even feasible.
And I do have a bone to pick with you, Hirschman.
Well,
what
a
always.
Surprise.
Picking bones.
What a surprise.
You sent a post out on the Facebook about you're going to be appearing on the Organized Chaos Radio Show.
That's correct.
And then you're like, this is technically your third time?
Correct.
But the other two times, it was due to technical difficulties?
No, I said one of the times I was on, the other time did not make it to the air because of a technical...
Why do you got
to
even say that? Like, we don't know what we're doing over here? Like, you got to... Just say you've been on the show a couple of times and you're on the show.
I didn't want to lie that I
you're
have been on the
you're
show.
You're not lying. You just say, for one time they were fixing the air conditioning. You see how the room is nice and...
Oh, actually be four times if I actually...
Is the room comfortable?
I'm freezing my ass off. It's delicious, yeah.
Okay, so...
Fantastic.
That's why you are enjoying that...
Yeah.
because that's why we couldn't do the show that night.
I had no intention.
The technical difficulty. You don't have to say we have technical difficulties. Well, we had to tell strange people that we fucked something up.
Because the last time it happened, you posted the show did not make it to the air because of a technical difficulty. So I was going ahead and saying, repeating the same thing.
No, you don't do that.
Okay. So usually I'll get a nasty text message.
No,
from
I was
you.
Saving it for this.
All right, because I would have taken it down. I would have taken it down.
I know you would have, and I would have gotten a 20-page rebuttal.
You would have, because I didn't think I was doing anything unjust. I was saying.
Well, would want to promote the fact that we have technical difficulties. I had to post that to explain to people.
I see. Okay. Well,
it's not going to be up there.
I think it all adds to the realism of it all.
What a surprise! I have I've done something bad again, Bill.
That's not bad.
Shocking.
Not bad. It's just
My point was to say that was really one hell of an hour and 15 minutes that day.
It was. It was a great show.
You know, it really was a great show. That's so disappointing. Right. But we move on.
We move on. My
we
bad.
Move on.
Forge forward.
And
forge ahead.
My bad. Once again.
That's just how it is.
Okay.
You know?
I am sorry, sir.
I have to be sorry.
Okay.
Just don't do it again.
I will not. I'll never speak again, post again, or do anything again.
No, I never said don't post again. You see, this is what I'm talking about.
Right. This is what you're talking about, that I take things to an extreme and I'm a little oversensitive.
Yes, you are very oversensitive.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, like about the show stuff and this and that.
Right.
You just got to learn how to roll with it.
Right. You're not sensitive at all.
I'm very sensitive.
Okay,
I'm the most sensitive person there is.
Yes, so that we have something in common. You're trying to eliminate my sensitivity while maybe you're really trying to eliminate some of your sensitivity also.
No, we're not going to analyze me.
Okay.
It was enough of that last week.
Fair enough. You know what? I should have cut myself off.
They were analyzing you hard.
I
last
heard
week.
It. It was hardcore. It was. Yeah. So let's make this freer this week. You're right. I apologize.
Well, thank you for letting us do the show that we want to.
Your show. I'm just here for a little bit.
You always like to take over.
Yep, that was me. Sorry, I got nervous.
There he goes. Getting nervous. He always likes to take over, Hirschman. You see the emails I got for the show. Maybe we'll do this and maybe we'll do that.
Maybe we'll do a little sing and dance show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's right. I like Jimmy Superfly Snooker. I just want to put it out there.
Oh, there it's Hirschman.
You got me again.
I got them on the iTunes here.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like Mark a little bit.
That's Hirschman.
That's me. My best cry ever. I was a little emotional before the show. That's me.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you can cut it.
Thank you. Because you want to play something over there, don't you?
No, I don't have anything to play.
He's just leaving his phone on top. What are you doing with that?
I'm just looking at all the different sounds, and I'm trying to find the right moment to insert them.
He's got a trick up his sleeve, this guy, Bill.
So this weekend, actually, I got to play, I do a spot at the Creek in the Cave.
Ooh.
In Long Island
City. You liked
City.
It. You
did
told me
like
you liked it.
It.
Wow.
I did like it. Tim Dillon does a great job. I want to thank Tim Dillon for having me
Tim
on
Dillon.
The show. It was a great, great atmosphere. It's a different atmosphere than you used to because it's more of a not a high energy room. The crowd is just you have to really work for it, and I did well. Actually, I was surprised.
Is it the kind of crowd they like? They like stories. They don't want bits.
Yeah, they don't want like hacky comedy. They don't want a guy walked into a bar and that's why I thought I didn't know how I would do with my, but I kind of made it more of storytelling, and I kind of changed my attitude to, F my life. This is my life, instead of, hey, the happy guy. And it worked.
Well, you're not a happy guy.
No, I'm not a happy guy. But
so that's good. That's more truthful.
But on stage, I do smile a lot. I'm,
You're smiling. You have a nice smile.
And you're happy on stage. That's not not an act. That's you.
Yeah, a lot of times. Absolutely.
I don't even know if I'm happy on stage or not.
Because you told me that that's your place to be.
I'm happy, but yeah.
Yeah. So, sorry.
It's my place to be, but I'm not happy. He loves those sounds.
What is that, Bill?
It's a record scratch.
That didn't sound anything like a record scratching.
I thought it was my fly that just fell down.
It did. It's like when somebody walks into a party and the music's playing, and then all of a sudden something terrible happens, and they're like playing that.
What were you babbling about that I said save it for the air?
What was it
See,
that we were...
this is what happens.
What was it that we were talking
about?
Oh,
the wedding. Then? Bill went to a wedding.
Yeah, I went
weekend.
To a wedding for my one of my best friends.
Yeah.
Bill went to a wedding. How was the wedding, Bill?
It's pretty good. She's Indian. He's Filipino. So they had a wide cast of characters there.
Sure.
A lot of interesting cultures mixed in because she's Catholic, I think.
Oh, really?
I think that's what that was because we were in a church.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to insult any cultures or anything like that. I just don't know anything about. You know, I was raised Catholic, but I don't know anything about it.
Nothing.
I know very little. I know very little about it because it's like as soon as I learned to, you know, I guess I don't want to. Now I'm being very terrible, but as soon as I learned to rationalize, I wasn't into it anymore.
We're going to stick to insulting the Jews tonight with me on the show.
We're going to try to steer to the Jews.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We'll get there.
We can.
We'll get to the anti-Semitism right? in a little bit.
No, I'm not a fan of anti-Semitism for the most part. Oh.
No, I was looking at it.
Sneak peek?
No, I was just trying to save the... see if I can get it.
Ooh.
I know how to...
Oh, man, we didn't lose that one. Thank goodness.
I didn't lose anything. I just have to go back to them and
reapply
them. That's all, basically.
Oh, okay.
I'll do it in my downtime this week.
Well,
but yeah, I have it for the story. Keep going with the wedding.
Thank goodness. It was a cool wedding.
Kevin gave a speech. Kevin.
The best man speech was a letdown. So
wow.
Yeah, I know he's not going to listen to this. He probably doesn't even know I have a podcast, his brother. But his brother was, you know, he started off really good. He was just like very touching. I had a move when you were young.
Yeah.
I wasn't there for you.
Well, here's the thing with a best man speech. It's better to keep it short.
Well, so he had us to tears, and he's like, I couldn't be there, and I'm so sorry. But the one man that was there the whole entire time who was a real brother to you, I'm going to bring him up right now, Kevin Haynes. So he brings up my buddy Kevin, and Kevin starts having some good little reminiscent stories.
Sure.
It was a little bit long, but very amusing, very fun-loving. The brother comes back.
No.
Oh, no.
Mistake right there.
Yeah.
That's the mistake. What he should have done was, when he's saying, I'm so glad I could be here for you now.
Boom.
And let me bring up somebody who was there for you. Like that.
Then it would have been great.
Then you bring up Kevin.
It would have been
and
great.
And then you're done. You can't come back.
But he was already drunky sway, like at the beginning. So everybody was like holding their breath. But then he left, and he left us on a good note. So we were all like, okay, he got out of there. But then he came back because he was trying to pull a little gag, but he was too drunk to get it out. He had a fake marriage license. And
I mean, best man speech, you got to really be able to pull something off.
Well, his brother did his best man speech and had this whole great elaborate setup where he had girls come out of the crowd.
But if you planned it,
keys.
Yeah, if you planned it with certain things.
It was great.
So it got awkward, right? It got awkward?
Oh, it got horribly awkward to the point where he was yelling at his brother like, get off the stage! Stop talking! Let us get back to the party.
He
cut into their dance time, and you know how weddings go. That's a big deal.
I was at a
wedding. Great wedding.
I was at a wedding once. My old radio show, my first radio show I did, the Hammerheads. Kevin from that show got married. We went, and his best man got a little creepy and awkward. He said, you know, Kevin always, the first thing he judges the woman on is her ass, and I said to him when he met Donna, hey, did she have a nice ass? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, and then I met her. And he was right.
Oh, boy.
It was nice. I'm not like, and I turned to
he stopped
my
talking
friend
for
Mike,
a few minutes too,
and I was like, is he still talking about this?
Him.
Like, yeah, it was just.
It was a hell of an
creepy
ass.
And everybody was just like looking around like, is he still talking about
it? Look at that ass, everyone.
You should have seen her rack. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he like talked about how hot she was for like 5 minutes.
I mean,
a little creepy.
Anyways, I'm really glad that they're getting married today.
I've given two best man speeches in my life, and I crushed both of them. One better than the next.
Oh, I bet.
And I'm not saying that because I'm just saying.
You usually say that about yourself?
No. He's modest.
I've never said that about myself.
He wouldn't just say that.
Let me tell you, the first one I did was my cousin Joe. I've never, this is before I was a comedian, so I'm not used to.
Oh, right. So is that where you found the gift?
No, you were raw.
I was born with it, but.
Were you tapped into it?
I was born with the gift, but maybe tapped it. No, I didn't really, it wasn't even that serious. It was just, it was more, I opened with, I said like, I know my cousin Joe really loved Vanessa because he talked about her more than Mike Piazza and the Mets, and he was a Met fan. And everyone was like, I got a little chuckle.
Okay. I just
kept it short. I was like, my cousin Joe's always been like my big brother, and it was like more serious.
I mean, is it one of those things where like 2 years later, like old relatives are like, you gave such a good speech,
yeah,
Anthony.
It was, because it was just short to the point.
But sweet.
And he asked for that. He goes, don't drag on. He goes, Maid of Honor's going to drag on. Maid of Honor's drag on.
Right.
Yeah,
they're
always like, broke up with that guy, and you were there.
It's true.
Yeah,
I did that speech once. That exact speech I just did.
Yeah, well, I can only imagine. Have you given best man speeches?
I've given some good speeches in
and
my day.
I will go back. I'll ask you about that in a second. But the second one was my brother's best man speech, and it was two of us. My brother had two. He has best friends since like kindergarten.
Okay,
and me. And I felt so much pressure now because I am a comedian. Everyone's going, I can't wait to hear your speech. It's got to be funny. Got to be, you know.
I know.
The most nervous I've ever been in front of a microphone was my brother's best man speech.
Wow.
I did and, speech my sister's.
And he brought me up, my brother's friend Mike, that was the best man. He goes, he's like, all right, here we go. Rodney Dangerfield's got the mic now. Like,
oh,
you know,
man,
like,
mocking you.
Well, yeah, we might. Well, that's that was yeah. part of the challenge. Right. We're gonna. He wanted to go first. He didn't want to go after me.
Right.
No one. He can't follow me.
No.
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 A lot of people can, but he couldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
I can only imagine the best man speeches of Mark David Hirschman.
Well, I actually gave a speech. My buddy David got married last
fella.
Year, and
I can tell you, I can tell you, the speeches have to be at least 17 minutes long.
It was pretty lengthy. It's actually on YouTube. We could probably
it's
find
the boring
it.
Part.
No, yeah. it was 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
Mark,
and it was hardcore, man. I mean, I had
Do you
the
have
room.
That music.
I had the room. What's the music now? This is unreal. No, it was.
I don't think I have it.
It was actually I gave the speech at the engagement party the night before because his brother was giving a speech at the wedding, but he wanted me to speak. And 4 minutes, 20 seconds, but it was gripping, powerful, emotional. It was funny. It was emotional. It was sad. It was like Cats, probably. Yeah. And that's how I ended it. I closed it with the longest cry ever. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. You got it. So you found it on YouTube then.
There
you
it
found
is. It.
Yeah.
No, I best man speech. My brother actually had to give one recently to that guy who was best man at his wedding.
Okay. You just take it.
And my brother did well. He brought up notes.
Okay.
And he wrote out the paper, and he did really good, and it was great.
It's in the blood.
Stop looking at your phone.
It's in the blood. That's it. We all know that.
Why do you keep looking at your phone? No one's texting you.
Nervous habit. I don't know.
Everybody talks is right here.
You're right. You are right, sir.
So how's Turnpike Tech going?
Everything is fine.
Any big recruits?
We're not going to go there. I am kind of bracing for your annoyance with me for Friday night. What happened at the
see if this
the show
is boring enough.
Brokerage on Friday night.
Let's see if this is adequately boring.
Okay, we'll do an intro to the
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
That was boring.
That was boring.
But that wasn't it. I think it's got a... Oh, because I'm YouTubing, so it's a commercial.
Okay, go, let the ad go.
This is good. That's professional.
Well, did you know that some owls aren't that wise? Don't forget I'm having brunch with Megan tomorrow.
Yeah, well...
Oh, this is crazy. Oh, with the owls. You ever see that?
Who?
That's funny.
And he goes, who?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Friday was... Well, I'm going to call up both of you on this one.
Stupid okay. YouTube.
Yeah, you were pissed
I'm
going to
call
us.
Up both of you on this one.
Okay.
Friday was the brokerage mic.
Yep.
And Hirschman came down because he wants to hang out.
Sure.
And he was offered to do a spot.
Oh, I heard about this.
And he turned it down.
Oh, but that does make him a horrible human being.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It
no,
makes
no,
him a horrible.
Not a horrible human being, he doesn't think. He was pissed at me that I didn't go up for comedic purposes.
Yes. If you have a chance to go up, go up. It was an open mic. There was five people. There was 15 people there.
You're right.
There's no reason for you not to go up.
But we know the backstory. I'm not afraid to discuss it. If you don't want me to, I won't.
We can talk about it. I mean, there's no backstory, really.
For me, it was. It was me being a little bit bitter, crybaby-ish, and I was...
Who cares?
You're right. You're right. And
who cares if anybody... I know I bust your balls about, like,
you're right.
The junior and shows, but even if that was true,
right?
Who cares?
You know what? In retrospect,
the club
I think
manager asked you to do a spot. You do a spot.
Right, but that's not... Yeah, that wasn't why I didn't do the spot, but in retrospect, I think I've thought about it. I think I made a mistake. I think I definitely made an
error. I wanted to throw things at you that
when
night.
I told Walker that I didn't go up, he was pretty pissed off to me today.
Absolutely.
He's like that. There's no story you can tell me that's going to make me think you shouldn't have gone up.
That Bill wasn't there.
Yeah, I dropped the ball on that.
You know?
No, you did.
I would have closed that show.
I closed it.
Yeah, and closed it because you weren't there to close it.
You weren't there. You're the one who's supposed to bring it home.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
I texted Bill.
You just weren't there.
He doesn't answer his texts.
No, for hours.
Bill Morales is a shitty friend.
Right. Right. That was right.
I texted Bill. He doesn't answer his text. I text his wife. I go, is Bill at the bar? She goes, no. I get to the bar.
I was a missing person.
And no one's heard from Bill.
Nobody.
Everyone's like, have you heard from Bill? I'm like, no.
Everybody's
worried.
I bring the fun.
Like,
I
texted
the party.
I called him. He's not answering his phone. No.
Everybody's worried.
I was worried. Right. I was at the bar, and I was like, where's Bill Morales?
You know what's funny? Whenever I see you, you're on your phone. You're always playing with your phone.
Right.
It's true. I've been accused of this many times.
And
it's
you,
not
when
just,
we need
not
you,
the first time.
You don't answer your phone.
So you just didn't want to respond. That's okay.
No. I'll tell you the truth. I had nothing to hide.
Okay.
I didn't try to hide anything that night either.
He wasn't trying to hide anything.
No. I was at my friend's. We were drinking a lot, and we were. He has this giant TV.
Right.
That's 3D.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's actually pretty.
How big?
So it's like a home theater system in his house. Okay. I don't know. How big would you say that
like
is?
At least 50 inches.
At least. It's 50 something inches.
Okay.
It's but like, it's a full 3D.
It's crystal clear. The sound is impeccable.
He's been there. So
you're in a movie theater almost.
Basically, I just didn't hear it.
Okay.
So and then I didn't. And then the time goes by so fast. Right. You know, you're watching movies.
Time flies when you're having
fun. We play in basketball games.
The old adage.
2K3.
But, you know, it's Friday night. I texted you pretty early.
And I didn't hear from him.
The first time I heard from Bill was when he walked into the bar.
I was engrossed for like 2 hours.
And then when you say, hey, you didn't text me back. He's like, yeah, oh, well.
I miss you in the sports too.
Right.
What can I do?
No,
what can I do? And I got to say, I had a little segment planned for you, but I...
Come on, let me hear the segment.
Well, it's...
I love segments about
I
got to
say, it's a little bit... I don't know if it's the time for it. I said this at the bar the other night. You've been very jovial, considering your terrible situations that you've been in.
Jovial?
Yeah, look at... he's got a little laughter on.
Kind
of for him?
Yeah.
Tops, I would say. You know, because usually he's sitting in the dark with a knife getting ready to do something to himself.
You know what he saves?
Should have seen me yesterday, wasn't it? I wasn't in a good mood yesterday.
You know ready? I got a little jingle for you. Ready?
He saves the bitterness for me, I think.
Anthony is miserable.
That's good. Okay.
And this is my segment.
We're gonna lose him. We're gonna lose him. We're gonna lose him. He loves it.
Play that again.
He loves it.
I'm getting rid of mine. That's the best thing. You gotta somehow send that to me. Oh my god.
That's great.
It's nice. I like that.
Yeah, see, I got a little soundboard.
Miserable actually. Anthony. I like that.
Well, no, because my segment was going to be, why are you miserable? Like, you know, and then every week, you could give us a new thing or the latest
thing that's
making you miserable lately.
Yesterday.
You know, and then it makes for a good conversation.
Yesterday, I snapped at somebody.
What makes you miserable?
I mean, I did the show yesterday. I was at McGuire's last night. And I'm bringing the raffle baskets to the stage. Actually, I'm just bringing the bags. They bring the bags up. So one guy is going to be a smartass, and he goes, hey, did you take a bite out of one of those bags?
Oh, fuck him.
So now he's going to make a fat joke. So I go to him. I said, why would I bite a paper bag?
Yeah, that's not even funny.
So please explain. So I don't let it go, because you know now I'm going to make him look like an asshole.
And this is after the show?
After the show.
Oh, after the show.
So I go, why would I? I said, I don't eat paper. I said, I don't like paper. I said, I don't see a bite mark out of that. Why would I eat a paper bag? And I'm just he wouldn't answer. He's just looking at him like, no, seriously, why would I want to eat
him.
A...
You stunned him.
I said, is it good? You eat paper? I'm like, I don't know. Why would I eat a paper bag? And Ziegler's on stage just looking at me like I just walked away. And he said that I walked like, geez, the comedian can't take a joke. It's like I'm going to take a joke. I'm not a court jester. I'm not like a fucking clown.
Plus, to take a joke is to take a joke.
So I'm on stage and you say something and I go with it.
Stupid comment.
It's like a stupid comment.
A joke is funny.
But he didn't think you were coming back at him. He just thought like you were
No, he didn't. And you know what? 9 out of 10 times I don't. I really don't. I just let it.
Because it's, you're, you know,
I get so many stupid
like really
things said to me from people.
That's really fucking stupid, though.
It's
not
really
even funny.
Bad,
there's
huh?
nothing smart about it.
I get like,
why are you like a minority?
People feel they need to touch me.
Yeah. Stupid.
Like at McGuire's, I got to rub my back.
See?
Some guy comes up to me and says, rub my back.
That's
you know,
right.
I turn
came
around.
In right before it happened.
You know, Susan Nelson, Susan Dorsey.
A lot of
Nelson,
people
are
appalled, actually, by
that. So I'm rubbing. I turn around. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, it's all right. I know Roy, Susan's husband.
Right.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck who you know.
Roy Rogers.
I touching
him.
He goes, what? Is your back hurt or something that I'm touching it? I go, no. I said, my back is fine. I don't like fucking strange men touching me.
Or anybody.
If I wasn't in McGuire's, I would have punched him in his fucking face.
That's
I swear
weird,
to God.
Man.
So he was just so close to getting hit.
Is that the only time that's ever happened?
No, people have poked my stomach, like come out of the stage and poked me. Like, you know,
really?
I want to see if that's real.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
This is all Suffolk County
so
stupidity.
That was the brokerage.
Really?
So this guy, you should have seen this guy's face. He's the ugliest motherfucker you could ever see. I said to him, like, is your face real? He goes, what do you mean? I go, I can't believe you walk around with that face.
fucking
I said, is that face real? How do you get that face? Nice face.
Crater face, fuck.
He had like a droopy face. Like a nice droopy face, I said to him.
What is the fact that the guy knew someone that you didn't really even know, give him a right to do
know.
Anything?
And though. Then he goes to Susan. He goes, I have a tendency to touch guys when I'm drunk. I go, he's gay. He goes, oh. She's like, oh, he's not gay. I'm like, let me tell you something. If you're drunk and you have a tendency to touch guys, you're holding something in.
Yeah, you touch a breast.
You know,
it's
that
okay.
does happen sometimes at the bar. You do get those weird, creepy
yeah.
dudes.
Yeah, and I have a thing about being touched
to begin
with. They
get up close to you,
with.
And they talk
yeah.
to you, and they put their arm around you, and they try to tell you like a story that doesn't go anywhere.
Right,
and
breathe
in their head. It makes all their breath.
Their Kettle One breath. Get away from me, stank ass.
I don't Hopefully, like, it's Kettle One. So a lot of times, it's like some dirty
I don't
whiskey.
Like to be touched to begin with.
See,
yeah.
girls don't know about this stuff that we go through. They think it's just them.
That's
you
right.
You know, we get crew. We deal
it's
with
almost like a form of like
a
sexual assault that a man
it's
touching him.
It's a little
him.
Bit uncomfortable, and I'm very comfortable with my sexuality. I have a lot of gay friends.
Yeah,
I'm
not
sorry.
Been around gays, Hirschman, and you know,
yeah, yeah.
got a lot of gay friends.
He's sitting across from one right now. He's
no,
I'm homosexual or whatever they prefer to be called. I could just ask one of them, I guess.
No, you know, it's just
I don't care enough.
It's just people feel the need to do that stuff, and I know I got to lose weight. I know my issues are.
I actually I heard you were.
I am back on the grind officially. This is
eating right.
Yes, I went back today, and it was not a happy day. As far as I'm happy that I'm back and I'm doing the right thing, but you know, I gained weight.
Are you back?
More than I thought I did.
Wow.
So yeah, well, my knees have been killing me. My right knee, I twisted and still. It's 2 weeks later. It should be, but you know, because my weight, so it takes longer to heal. So I just am sick of like hobbling around and my back hurting and my knee hurting and this is hurting and so I gotta do it.
It's just like cigarettes, man. You just gotta keep.
I got a nephew that I would love to be able to like run around and play
yeah,
with. Like
there's
millions of things. I know I should always say I do it for myself, but but there's other things too. Like you know.
He's cute, that little kid. Boy.
He is.
Sure
he's adorable.
Is.
Adorable. You posted one picture the other day with him in the chair.
Yeah,
he was sitting there. My brother.
I think I liked it.
My brother makes the three. My brother makes the signs for like each month.
Yeah,
and he made like a bat symbol, and it says 3 months in the bat symbol.
That's pretty.
And
cool.
It was pretty cool. Yeah, the kid's adorable. Kid's absolutely adorable.
Chalupa Batman.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, he's a cute kid. This is all. I got to do it. It's just it's time, and I did it a couple years ago. I slacked. I have no excuse. I just, you know, I know what I do.
Yeah, you know, at least you're getting everything right.
We'll see what happens.
You know, you got a lot of comedy gigs.
So far, so
in
yeah.
The bag.
Well, that's the thing too. Like, you know, I want to be. You know, you stand on stage for a while, and it hurts. It's ridiculous. I shouldn't, you know,
shouldn't live like this.
Shouldn't be able to live like this. But then it's the whole thing about. I wish I was like a normal person, and I wouldn't, you know.
Nah, you're mostly normal though. If you were more abnormal, you'd have like no arms and stuff like
but
that.
But it's almost more acceptable to be like almost more acceptable to be a drug addict than to be overweight. Like if that's your demon that you like, you know, you like to eat and stuff like that. If I was a drug addict, it'd be cool.
I don't know if
not
it'd be
cool, but like it'd be like more acceptable. Oh, okay, you know.
Good news! I just got a text message, by the way.
Oh wow! What's
that? You know, one of the reasons why I've been eyeballing my phone is looking at the time because I've been scheduled to pick up my daughter and have to leave here at 7:50 to go to gymnastics.
Yeah.
I just got a text message from the lady who we carpool with, out of the blue. I never even asked her. I'm already here, so I'll drive her home.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Just like that, like God's gift.
Hello.
Right.
Yes.
A little more Hirschman time.
A little more Hirschman. Never hurt anybody.
That's right. Except my wife and
his wife and family.
That's all.
Except the ones you love.
Nobody else though. Just them.
No, I'm just saying. I think it is more acceptable socially. You know, socially acceptable.
That's an interesting point that you bring up. Drug addict. Huh? I'm trying to think.
Because people look at it like, oh, you know, willpower. This and that. You know, being a drug addict the same way. I don't have willpower. I don't. You know, I'm not trying to make excuses, but I am an emotional eater.
It's important to know your.
I'm not a stable person emotionally. I'll admit that. Most people that do comedy, I don't think are.
It's true. I'm a maniac.
You know, I have
some real problems. I really
do. I have a couple of screws loose, and you know, that's my bag. And some people drink. Some people smoke.
Some people do both.
Right.
Some people do all three. Some people, you know, just.
Some people masturbate every day.
But you know what, Andrew, he just brought up a good point. Some people do all
or
of these things.
Twice or three times
multiple
a day.
Drugs
well,
and
I
alcohol.
I don't have money to do a lot of other
things. You're just saying, though. So you're battling one hill. That's it right now. So.
Yeah. You know, and. Just
five times if it's a crazy, boring day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you or 14 if you're home from school sick.
The masturbation addiction you're talking about?
Still,
oh, okay.
Still,
yeah, so I just, you know, I went back today, and they're nice people there. I like, you know, I don't like that I'm not working. I mean, I hate that I lost my job.
That sucks. That's definitely a confidence
and
kick in the balls.
I send resumes out every day, and you know what? I've been on one job.
I'll see your resume. I'll definitely send it to you.
I was on one job interview last week, and it was, I haven't heard back.
You already hit up an interview, though. That's good.
I had an interview.
It's more than most, to be honest.
Yeah, I have to say, that when I heard that night on the radio show that he lost his job, it actually, I was fucking pretty devastated because it felt like everything was starting to get right in the world.
Absolutely. Yes.
We worked around the corner from each other.
You're not kidding, man.
We would go to lunch. It was he was a regular guy.
No way. You guys,
yeah, me and we.
It was that wasn't the greatest part of the job.
No, for him it was the worst. For me it was enjoyable.
I like the paycheck I got every week.
I'm just saying, though, everything felt right.
No, it was
like
fun.
He was doing his thing till 5 o'clock and he was, you know, like everything was good.
I was doing comedy. I was.
Yeah.
You're still on the comedy horse, man. That's you know, I'm always like, you still got comedy.
I do, and I get paid gigs and stuff.
Yeah, because you get a lot of good paid gigs, and that's like what
a
lot
comic,
of us would like
man.
To
he's
have.
A legit
yeah.
comic
but I don't,
right
I don't
now.
Get paid enough where it's enough.
I know,
not
but
yet.
You know, not yet.
Not
exactly.
yet, but
yet.
I don't live in the not yet. I live in the now. And
so you got to hang out with us more. We're very positive.
Well, I just think we're being realistic, though. He's going
to
get another job that's going to get him by, and then the comedy at some point will take over.
I send resumes out today. I was sending resumes out. You know, one of them's going to hit. Like, I got that job.
Do you put the comedy on the resume?
No. No, but I bring it up in the interview.
Interesting. Okay.
Because
you got to feel it out.
Well, because you know what people do? They Google now. They just Google your name.
Right.
And what's going to come up? You Google my name, Anthony DiDomenico comedian comes up.
And there's not that many Anthony DiDomenicos.
No.
So.
Yeah, Bill Morales, a video you pop
there's
up.
Three. Right. There's three.
Well,
like,
you Google Bill Morales and it comes up, is a shitty friend, is the response. Did
yeah.
you know that?
I didn't know
no,
that.
He was actually a good friend this weekend.
That's on
too.
Google now.
He was a good friend this weekend.
I had,
too.
Let me tell you,
thanks,
Friday,
babe.
I had a rough day. I won't get into it, but a rough day. And Friday night, that was huge for me. Going out for a couple hours.
Yeah,
hanging out
getting
with
on
you guys.
Stage would have been better.
You're right. I'm not going to fight with you because you're right. And when Walker told me today that he was pissed that I didn't go up.
I was pissed that I missed the show.
Adding on to the fact
my 3D
that.
You tell
TV
him I was
watching.
Pissed?
Yeah, I said Anthony, you know, basically said that I really, no matter what my reasons for not going up.
Yeah.
And
he
agreed wholeheartedly. He said that you really had no business not going up. If Brian wanted you to go up and whoever was running the mic wanted you to go up, you should have gone up. And I don't care. I said, well, is that
Ziegler didn't have a problem with you going up.
No, Ziegler came up to me and asked
you
to go up.
Yeah.
He'll tell
no,
you.
No, he did.
If he, and Brian too. But Brian couldn't put you on because of whatever reason, he wouldn't have put you on.
Brian asked me and then Ziegler asked me after. And you know what? After the second time, I probably should have said yes. I was probably still harboring some silly resentment over that last nonsense that happened. But
the last nonsensical thing, and that's your thing.
And that's me being a baby, and I should have gone up. That's
and
all.
Speaking of Hirschman being a baby, we're going to segue into a little song here.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Mark Hirschman was on a mandate one night.
A weekend. It was a man weekend.
A man weekend.
What?
Yeah. And he saw this band called Circe, right?
Yeah, Circe, yeah.
Circe, is that how I'm saying it right?
Yep.
Circe?
Uh-huh, yep.
You can check them out at Circe.com. It's Circy. Facebook.com/CircyBand.
So boom, plus.
They're on YouTube, Circe Video. Twitter.com/Circy. Circe, basically, just Google Circe, you'll find this band. They're a nice
you
little band.
You gotta do it with that spelling, though. Circy.
They're a two-person band, actually, I learned.
Yep.
Like the White Stripes.
Mm-hmm.
Like the White Stripes with a hotter chick. So there's a little pluggy, right?
Yeah,
that's nice.
Legit.
Am I out of line saying that, Hirschman?
No, not at all. I think they'll appreciate it, and I appreciate you going ahead and
putting
them on because they're nice people and they're good listening.
Now, because we're so professional here, you have to be quiet there when I play the song because I can't shut the mics off and back here.
You got it. I won't
say
a word.
So I'll just say that now.
Okay.
And we are going to play a song called Brave and Kind off Circe's album. Are they on iTunes?
I would presume they are, but
I'm
going
to say for all information, just go to Circe.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have a website, and it's pretty.
Yeah, you'll get all the information there. You can see where they're going to be playing in your area. And this is Brave and Kind on the Organized Chaos Radio Show.
One for strength, two for joy, three for I'm soaring ground.
Oh, yeah. Circe on the Organized Chaos Radio Show coming at you.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Check him out at Circe.com, S-Y-R-S-Y. A nice little find from Mark Hirschman.
Thanks for
doing imagine how you bust their balls.
You know what? Oh. They're just a nice couple of people.
I can imagine the email that they got after he saw them. Hey, it's Mark Hirschman. I don't know if you remember me or not, but I was at the show. I really like your music. I dig it. And if you're in the Levittown area, let me know.
You know what? I'll tell you very quickly. The backstory was this, Bill. I was in Saratoga with my best friend from childhood.
Hey, it's Mark Hirschman.
And our plan was to go to the casino that night, but we stopped in town to get a drink. One drink at this bar.
Hey, you want to go get a drink? I'm Mark Hirschman. I like it.
You're always saying your name.
Yeah.
That's it. Because I'm Mark Hirschman.
I
know, but the fact that he does that, that's pretty neat, actually. So we stopped in, and me and my buddy, like, we were there for one drink, two drinks. 3 hours later, we couldn't get enough of this band. It was just a cool experience.
I couldn't get enough when I was there. Mark Hirschman.
Just a totally cool sound. My buddy Dave was talking to them. He enjoyed talking to them.
Dave, do you like them? It's Mark Hirschman.
So, I like that.
Mark Hirschman here.
We actually bought shirts. We actually wore them to the track the next day.
Do you have one in a large? Mark Hirschman likes large. Hey, I went to the track. Hey, it's Mark Hirschman at the track. I'm wearing a shirt.
So, we actually wore our Circe shirts to Saratoga racetrack, took a picture under the sign that said Saratoga, and they took it and they put it on their website.
Yeah. This is Mark Hirschman wearing the shirt. It's great. Everything's great in Mark Hirschmanville.
Well, that's not so true, but that weekend was one of the best I've had in a while because me and my buddy got some. Anthony actually saw a picture that him and I took together at a restaurant, a sidewalk restaurant.
They look so gay. Like, seriously, I'm not even joking because I like to make fun of him. It looked like literally they were on a mandate, like a date, like a real fucking date.
Dude,
after we get over. We are going to go to the hotel room and we're going to suck penises. Yeah.
This is
we're
my best friend for 25 years. So
I have best friends too for over 20 years. But
we were on the sidewalk having some dinner and life was good, man. We were just two boys hanging out, no wives, no kids, nothing.
It's a bunch of guys being guys.
And this was before we went to see Circe, and Circe totally made the night. And then after that, we did the casino for a little bit, went gambling at the track the next day wearing our Circe shirts.
Sounds nice.
But looking back at the picture he's talking about, as much as I cherish it, it does look like we could be romantically involved. It does. He's not wrong.
No, I'm serious. The picture looks like
I don't know if I still have it on my phone, but
I'll find it on Facebook.
Whatever, that's funny. I think that's funny.
Yeah,
you know what? It's just like, it looks like, hey, was this the first date?
You know what it is? It's like when guys hang out, that's like usually they're not like, hey, you know, we should get a picture of this.
Again,
so you know what I mean?
He lives in Berkshire County, Massachusetts. He's a big-time prominent attorney. I don't see him that often. So
yeah, no,
I wanted to document the weekend.
You know what's
all
funny?
That shit goes out the window when you're old and dying. And
all your Jewish friends are successful.
He's wonderful.
He's not Jewish. He's Italian. A little Jewish, but
there you go.
Yeah. But that's the picture.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's pretty cool, right? It's just a great, it brings back a great memory to me that whole night. There it is. Anthony's got it. He'll probably put it on the web,
maybe I should. Yeah, I put it, I think it will vote.
Go ahead, put it up there.
This is
why don't we do that? Put it up and see.
Honestly, it could be, certainly could be like an ad for some sort of.
Right.
This is like the New Jersey, like Jersey Strong. You can now fuck each other legally.
Perfect
match. Like male condom ad or something. That's fine. I don't mind that because that's my boy right there. So I'm.
Manlove.net.
Listen, I feel well about my sexuality and not that there's anything wrong with it otherwise.
I'm sure he does too about your sexuality.
It's wonderful if that's the way people go, but that picture is just.
But that's not the first picture I've actually shown you that.
Right. That you think that this. Something going astray with me is what you think. Maybe
I don't think you're that. I don't really think you're gay. I just think your gay tendencies.
Okay, I'll take that, Billy.
Hirschman tendencies is what he's got.
Yeah, Hirschmendencies. Yeah,
Hirschmendencies.
Yeah, I love the new Mark Hirschman thing. Even though I don't really do that, the fact that.
Hey, it's like a character now.
Yeah,
though,
I like
when I get a text message, that's in my head. That's what the kind of voice plays.
I like that. That's pretty.
That's what I'm saying. You're very positive. What makes you miserable? Was anything?
What makes me miserable?
Yeah. Anthony's got everything.
Yeah, you, what do you, I don't have everything. I mean, I got shit.
I'm just kidding.
You know, I got stuff.
We all have things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're usually an upbeat guy. You,
yeah, but I
what do you
I
bitch about,
well,
like,
though,
if you're bitching? Like,
yeah, I'm pretty
sports?
Nuts, man.
Your wife?
I mean, my wife, she know. I mean, she deals with it. I got some real
I think your
issues,
wife's a sweetheart.
So.
Yeah.
I got some problems.
I met her once. She seemed really nice.
No.
I met her like twice, I think, probably.
I got, let's put it this way. I'm not as fun-loving and easy on the inside of the house. Let's put
are
it
you
that
neurotic? Because I am.
Yeah,
that's
I got
what
some
my
real
wife.
Type A Leo lunatic issues, some real hypochondria, some severe
germaphobe?
Like, hypochondria, like that's
you always think you're sick.
Like I see a spot on my hand, I think it's like
cancer.
Yeah, some sort of a tumorous mole.
So WebMD is your enemy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on that shit like white on rice.
You got the app with the human body and you zoom in on parts.
You guys don't. Nobody knows that shit. I hide that stuff pretty well, but I got some
that
stuff.
I was
like, already?
Just making sure it works.
Is there a curfew for this? We got some sort of time?
No.
We got to 8:15.
Okay, good.
That's what I figured, because that would be like.
Mick gets in
like
here at
8. Hour.
Yeah, Mick gets in here at 8:30. So
okay. All right.
I always. But thank you for
gonna try to avoid
bringing
him.
This show to a screaming halt.
Yeah, no, Billy asked me. I don't want to talk about my demons, but I got.
No,
several.
It's all right. I mean, look, I know Hirsch. This is Hirschman. He overanalyzes everything.
Yep. That's
well, it's
true.
Part of the neuroses.
Yeah.
That
hey,
he's,
it's Mark Hirschman.
That we're talking about.
let's just analyze this. What did you mean when you said like that? Like
yeah.
Oh man,
he's right.
8-page text messages.
See, I'm the opposite. I tune everything out. That's why I'm always on the shitty friend segment, because I'm always tuning things out.
He does tune things out, but this weekend he tuned somebody out, and that's why he's a good friend.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
You're not good. Voldemort.
Ah, that's right.
Speak the name.
Who? Billy tuned somebody out?
Yeah.
Nah, not really. I mean, you know, I yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at that, I guess.
Saw somebody that I'm not friends with.
Okay.
And Bill respected that, and he was a better friend that night. He wasn't his normal politician self, let's put it that way.
You are political.
Unless you were and you're not telling me about it.
Oh, I love being political.
Unless you were political and you're not telling me.
I did. I told you the whole shebang.
Okay.
Shebang.
But I know you're political, but I like when you eventually, your guard comes down, and I know you're talking real deal shit, when you eventually make some confessions and you will actually.
Yeah, I do. I don't like to. I think it stinks when I can't say something.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that to me, that's a bit
important.
He's got
to say something, he says it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an important part of comedy to me. And so that's why I try to make it an important part of my regular everyday life.
I enjoy your comedy.
You know, just to be able to say whatever.
Mark
my comedy is
comedy.
Hokey.
It's good.
A little bit. I got to try to.
I'm Mark Hirschman. I like your comedy. It's good.
I do like your comedy. It's
try,
a little offbeat.
Try to edge it up
a
little bit.
But I like it.
Yeah.
Mark Hirschman.
I like Anthony's comedy, too.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Keeps coming back.
Come a long way.
Yeah, if he'll go, he'll text
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
I'll be like, where are you tonight? I go, I'm at this place. Oh, I was going to come down, but I get like a laundry list, just like I'm going to be there
story
or not.
Of reasons. But I usually come through. Like, I've really come through more than I don't, and it's not that easy for me to get out. So when I do.
You know, when you texted me today, great.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to cancel the show, but you were telling me, like, I could see that your blue bonnets over there. Of text messages. I thought you were going to be like, great. And you want to be like, what's great? And then you're going to give me this whole laundry list of things. When if you were going to cancel, you'd be like, listen, I can't make it tonight. That's exactly what. But
oh, I didn't. I mistakenly texted you the word great. And then you wrote wafers great. I think you meant to write what's great.
I was driving. I shouldn't be texting and driving,
right.
But I.
He wrote back wafers great. And I wrote back vanilla wafers are my favorite, but I didn't mean to send
and
that
I didn't
to
know
you.
I wrote wafers great. And I saw that. I'm like, what is
it,
he talking about? I'm like, I'm done. I'll see him later.
Fucking done with this guy.
I'm like, seriously,
he's talking about wafers. He's we're trying
so
to.
So fucking annoying.
Like, wafers are great? Okay, good. Good for you.
I hate him.
I never said I hated you.
Oh, that was funny, though.
I have looked. I have seen your phone name sometimes and be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I can feel that. I don't think I don't feel that because your
like
texts back are usually not that warm and
fuzzy. Sometimes I'm in the middle of something.
Right. Or one day you got a little snippy with me and I said something. You're like, yeah, I'm just in a shitty mood today. So you at least confessed.
Yeah. I was like, listen.
Up.
I said, this is the wrong day for you to be texting.
Right. And it was just regular stuff. But I felt like my annoying, nudgy self was just enough for him that day. So I stopped. I don't keep going, Bill.
I'm not the easiest person to get along with. I know
no,
that. And whoever's friends with me, I appreciate that because I could be a moody son of a bitch sometimes.
But it's for not that me, bad. It's
I've dealt with shitty people.
You
before.
Tell me I whine a lot.
Yeah, but that's I can deal with that. I can deal with that most of the time.
You tell me I bitch.
You're yeah, same
bitching.
Thing.
Bitching.
I'm saying the same thing.
For me, the good far outweighs
whining,
the bad,
bitching,
and it's worth
yeah,
the investment for me.
Them. Yeah.
The good times
I
are
I
good.
Say like
I hate
that,
when he says things like that. I'm like,
I like it. It's very funny. It's very.
That's fantastic.
He's like the narrator in Stand
right.
By Me.
Who
Mark
was that?
Cashman likes everything.
There was some. That was someone famous. Who was the narrator in
Richard
Stand
Dreyfuss.
By Me? Was it really?
Was it really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He was writing the book.
Ah, you should be in some sort of a movie.
That's right,
trivia
at the
shit, because you're good at that stuff.
I
so he has a good grasp of a certain
I
time
am
period.
Filled with useless knowledge that will never do any good in any.
Nobody
point.
Would know Richard Dreyfuss, honestly.
Yeah, everybody knows it because he was in the movie.
Everybody knows that except me and Bill.
No. Like, it's funny today. John Consoli posted it was his 2-year comedy anniversary.
Right.
And he goes, "Thank you to Anthony Domenico. Told me I sucked." I didn't tell him he sucked. He went up there and he said a joke about me after I stupid fat joke.
Right.
So I didn't even hear it. He comes off, and I actually wrote this on his Facebook. I said, "You came off," and he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry about the joke." I'm like, "Well, what'd you say?" He goes, "I go, just tell me the joke." And he told me, like, "Oh," I said, "So you didn't hear my act and heard the 4 fat jokes that were better than that."
Oh, wow.
That's a good comeback.
Yeah.
Hi, Laurie.
Yeah, Laurie Palminteri is sitting outside.
Think my opinion is people don't really have the authority to go ahead and make fat jokes or any jokes about someone.
Yeah. Hi, Laurie.
Hey, LP in the house.
Yeah,
Laurie's
that's
here.
Amazing. Oh, she's going to come on. That's
I like that. Look,
this
Lori's
is what
got
we want. This
giant
is what we always
out.
Ask for.
I'm kicking you off the air.
Oh, no.
Is this a hijack?
What do you mean? Is this a Lori Palminteri hijack?
I'm pirating your show.
You're not John Truce.
Are you Somalian?
Yes.
I like you're still keeping the faith. I like that.
Oh, my
you're
giant
still
chirp.
Keeping the faith.
Yeah,
there's a
yeah,
game tonight. She's got to keep
you gotta
the faith.
Win tonight.
There's a game tonight.
I always tell Lori how much the Giants suck, and she doesn't believe me.
No, I believe you. Oh, they suck. But
they actually suck on paper now. Like before,
do you
it was
think they
like
have any chance tonight?
Mean.
If they're going to beat any team, they're going to beat that 1-6 Viking
oh,
team.
No.
I hope so. You hope so.
Big W tonight.
Josh Friedman as his quarterback.
Yeah, he's like he's been there for 5 minutes.
And he sucked in Tampa. So what's the odds
he
tonight, Lori?
He suck in Tampa. So I don't know.
I don't know. I can't even predict it anymore. I feel like they could win if they got their shit together, but will they get their shit together?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
They're favored. They're going to win this game in blowout fashion tonight.
You hope so.
Yep.
Yeah, they should.
So.
They should. Honestly, they should.
Are you going to the bar after? Is going to the bar afterwards?
No. Actually, I guess I could. No, I didn't plan to.
Okay, then we'll go then. I'll go home.
No, I didn't plan to because I got to work tomorrow. Yeah.
That sucks. What day are you off this week?
Today.
You off today? You didn't tell me?
No, I did a whole bunch of stuff.
We could have done something okay. Together, all of us.
No, I had to return my tux.
He is. Apartment. Time and time again, it proves that he's a shitty friend. Why wouldn't you call him? You know he's home.
Well, I don't want to do anything. I wasn't looking to hang out with anybody.
What were you looking to do? All fucking day. Your wife's at
it's
work.
It's errand day.
What are you looking to do?
It's errand day.
What are you doing?
I wash my clothes.
He's
Stop.
Masturbating. All right.
Yeah, I said that before. I slipped a few of those in.
You said that, but how? You said five times. That's what,
no,
20
that's
minutes?
No, that's on a bad day. That's on a bad day.
He was going to pull it off.
I know
bro.
Exactly what he was doing. He was playing his video games all day because his wife was at work.
Oh,
okay.
I definitely did that.
I don't know that world.
He loves an uninterrupted day of just playing his video games.
I do love my video games.
When his wife's
But no, I got you know, I got chores. So I got to split it up.
Okay.
I got to split it up, you know?
Sounds like a shitty friend to me.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
I had a great time.
Mark Hirschman would have definitely...
Oh, I loved what I did today.
Uh-oh.
Lori,
what
thanks
you say,
for...
uh-oh for? You can still talk.
I don't know. I didn't think it was coming so quick. I thought I had a little bit of a warning.
It comes. It comes when it comes.
You got like a two-minute warning?
No, I thought it was 8:15, I thought. Now it's like 8:00-something, 8:03.
Well, everybody's here. I don't want to keep everybody waiting, so.
All right.
That's a nice guy I am. Even though I have the studio to 8:30, and everyone wanders in and manipulates it. Not you, Lori. I'm talking about in the booth that were in the booth over there. They're not there anymore.
Wow.
We are the Organized Chaos Radio Show. You can listen to us at effandfunny.wordpress.com.
Boom.
Lori Palminteri stopped. Do you want to plug anything, Lori, while you're here?
Yeah, you might as well.
Follow me on Twitter, at Lori Palminteri.
Follow anything her. Else?
No, so.
No? Okay. Lori doesn't think I'm intimidating, but I am intimidating.
She's
not. Okay. We got to have Lori back because I want to dive into that.
All
right. Hirschman, what do you want to plug?
I just want to plug Cersei.com. That's all. I don't want to plug anything for Mark Hirschman today. Not a thing.
Wow.
That means you have nothing going on.
Nothing,
awesome.
Nothing planned.
Bill Morales, what are we plugging today?
Just my Twitter, @Bamical. Bam.
I'll plug my Twitter. at Comic Anthony D. You can go to comicanthonyd.com. Just posted some new dates. Come and see me do stand-up comedy at comedy clubs and other venues.
I will be at the East Club, the Eastville Comedy Club.
There you go.
Sometime next week. I don't know yet.
Sometime next week. Check out Finn's Deli, 4646 Merrick Road, Massapequa, New York. Mention you heard the plug on the show, and you get a free coffee with the free muffin or a buttered roll. Finn's Deli is up for Best of Long Island Deli, so definitely vote for them.
I already voted. I voted for Finn's Deli.
Vote for them, longislandpress.com. Vote for Finn's Deli. Get my brother a nice fancy sign for his window. We'll be back next week with episode 53. I don't know who's going to be on it yet. I want to thank you guys for listening. Thank you for Cersei for sending over the music. Good stuff. We will catch you next week. Later.
Have a good night, everyone.